Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
You have a giant neural network in your skull. You have another neural network also in your gut, too. There's the so-called second brain, but here I'm focused on your primary neural network. Now, neural networks have a very curious thing about them, is that they are modified by inputs. So your inputs are sensory inputs. And as you were living your life, you know, from the moment, well, even before you were born, you already had some sensory input there. But especially from when you were born, you start to have a whole new world of sensory inputs and touch and taste and sounds and sights, you know, all these things. And this all began to shape your neural network. And a lot of childhood is simply training your neural network to function properly. For example, learning to walk. What is it that you're doing when you are learning to walk? I was an early walker. I started walking at 6 months of age, which I'm told is kind of unusual. But learning to walk is a process of trying stuff and failing over and over again, and then refining and shaping your muscle control until you get the response that you want. So this is called self-reinforcement learning, and learning to walk is just like that. And so that's how we all learned to walk, is we made a bunch of mistakes and we fell down. And fortunately, when you're young like that, you're really small and you bounce, you know, so you fall on your face, you boom, and you know, you're like, this is funny. You fall on your butt, you fall on your face. But you don't have very far to fall because you're not that big yet, so it's all fine. And everything's flexible anyway. So you don't really do much damage falling as a child. And that's a good thing because you have to fall a lot to get things done. Now, then speaking is the same process. Learning to speak. First, you hear other people speaking. And then there's something that's built in to the human brain which translates the intention to speak into certain kind of sounds. And then you, as a baby, you try to mimic those sounds. And that's why some of the first sounds that babies ever make appear to be the words like mama or papa. It's simply because moving your lips and going ah produces those syllables like ba, ba, ma, ba, na, you know, it's just like over and over again. And then papa, you know, oh, he said papa. Not really. He's still trying to work his lips. But that's okay. If it sounded like papa or it sounded like mama, that's great. But anyway, over time, with this feedback mechanism, the child learns to speak and then learns structure, grammar, pronunciation, etc. And when there's a disconnect in this, either an inability to hear well, because some children are hearing impaired, then they will tend to speak with a lisp, or, you know, some kind of speaking disability. Is not that they don't have the neurology, it's that they don't have the proper feedback loop because they can't hear themselves making certain sounds. For example, S sounds. That sound, the S sound, is it's a really difficult sound because it's mostly very high frequencies. You know, different from like D or F or, you know, or even T or ma or na or whatever, but S, that's the sizzle in the S, is a high-pitched sound. Now, if you are hearing impaired and you can't hear high frequencies, you'll never hear the S, and you'll wonder, like, what's the silent space in all the words? Or you wouldn't call it a silent space, you would call it an island pace, you know, because you're like, there's no S in there. So that explains a lot of speech disabilities. It's, you know, hearing impairment, obviously. But for those who are able to hear the full sound spectrum, which for most humans goes up to something like 16 kilohertz, sometimes higher in some people. But, you know, if you can hear from, you know, 50 hertz to like 16 kilohertz, you can hear all of human speech, right? You're fine. Well, then your brain is getting this feedback loop and you are trying to speak and you are getting feedback and you are learning how to use your lips and your tongue and everything. And by the time you're age, I don't know, whatever, 5 or 6, you know, you can speak. You can't yet think, but you can speak. You can parrot speaking. You can say things that are your intention. Like, I want food, you know, I'm hungry. Or as a child, I gotta go potty or whatever. So you can kind of emote some things you are experiencing, but you're not yet developed enough to engage in reason or in critical thinking about anything. Now, critical thinking skills for most adults don't really achieve full development until about age 25. And that's why Democrats always want to lower the voting age so they can reach down into the younger and younger voters who are less capable of reasoning and more subject to propaganda, non-critical thinking, just parroting everything. So Democrats would love for 10-year-olds to vote because 10-year-olds are not fully developed brain-wise. And that's what Democrats want is, you know, not developed brains. Because if your brain is developed and you can think critically, then you're going to reject the failed policies of the radical left. But if you're still highly suggestible and not that smart yet, can't really think yet, and you're subject to peer pressure, well, that's where the Democrats have you. And they'll have a big movement like they did for the whole LGBT delusion, which is just mass mental illness, of course. But they pushed LGBT through young people. Young people who can't critically think and who were able to be convinced that, yeah, men can have babies. Yeah, of course they can. Why couldn't they? You know, and a lot of young people actually believe that. But by the time most of us get to age 25, or for some of us, long before that, and some it takes long after that, but you should be able to think critically. But here's the thing. Your neural network is continuing to be influenced by your inputs. So even though you may not be producing as many new brain cells as when you were a child, even though, by the way, the hippocampus continues to build new brain cells through your entire life. So you do have new neurology every day. But even the parts of your brain that are not growing new nerve cells or brain cells, they can still be shaped through the training of the interactions between those brain cells. And in AI and in language models, this is also known as domain adaptation or sometimes fine-tuning or continuous pre-training, things like that. What it means is you're taking the database that's already there, which would be all the brain cells, but you're updating the relationships between them, or what are called the vectors in AI. And by updating these vectors, you can impart new knowledge into the system. This is happening to you all the time. Everything that you allow into your system is reshaping your brain, and it's reshaping your knowledge. And my point of this podcast is that your neurology is being altered without your consent all the time, through other people's speech, through content, through radio programming like NPR, television, you know, CNN. Of course, you know it's propaganda, but you may not realize it's literally reshaping your neurology without your consent. Just the fact that your brain processes language means that when you hear a statement, such as a statement like, oh, let's say, you know, Joe Biden was the most popular president ever, okay? Even though that's nonsense, he wasn't even ever elected president. The whole thing was a fraud. But in order to understand the sentence that you heard, your brain has to process it, and it has to think through the statements that are being said, even at a subconscious level. So your brain is processing this idea that Joe Biden was the most popular president ever. And that idea lives in your brain, even if you are able to consciously refute it. There's a subconscious element of that that is still there. So my point here is that just as you need to read the ingredients labels on foods and avoid foods that contain toxic ingredients, you need to avoid information sources that contain toxic information. That would be, of course, the entire mainstream media, mainstream TV, daytime TV as well, and broadcast network news programs and all that kind of nonsense. And most of what comes out of Hollywood too, all the LGBT wokeism that's in the movies. Why do you think they always have characters that are lesbians and transgenders now? It's because that's the programming. Because your brain then begins to accept that as normal if it's in every show, every movie, which it is. There's always a lesbian couple or a gay couple. There's always a black and white couple for whatever reason. Have you noticed that? Like, all the couples in the movies now is one black person and one white person. And this started happening a couple of years ago. I noticed it and mentioned it. It's just like, I mean, I'm not against in any way so-called interracial couples, because my wife is from Taiwan, and I'm not. I'm Afro-Irish Native American. But it's clear that they are scripting this into all the shows, because it's always a black and white couple now in every show, it seems. And you see black-white relationships all the time. You don't even see, like, white-Asian couples. Or you don't see, like, black and Irish couples. Like, you don't see, like, Persian and white couples or Persian and Asian. It's always just black and white. Like, what about the Koreans, How come you don't see any white Korean couples or white Japanese couples? Nope. Black and white. Always black and white. So they do that because it alters your neurology. It trains your brain. So your brain is constantly incorporating information around you. And that's why it's critical to plug in to information sources that are going to uplift your knowledge and reinforce your worldview of freedom and liberty and truth and honesty, transparency, integrity, high moral values, etc. And that's why you've got to turn off the cable TV, if you even have such a thing. And I'll mention, I have not watched television for, I'm trying to think, has it been 25 years? Something like that. It's been decades. I mean, I've seen TVs at the airports during that time, but I haven't, like, sat down and watched TV. And people ask me sometimes, well, how do you know so much? How do you know so much about so many different topics? Because I don't watch TV. And I don't subject myself to toxic information sources. Just like I don't subject myself to toxic food ingredients either. It's the same thing. So treat your brain the way you treat your body, which would be to give it good nutrition, which is good information, like what you're getting here, or independent media sources like Brighteon.com or Brighteon.social, which is a great site. And then detox yourself from any toxic information that you may have received. How do you do that? Well, with, like, the probiotics of information. You bring in all kinds of reinforcing information that is pro-human. And you slowly detox from all the crap that they've been trying to shove down your brainstem. That's how you do it. So check out more of my podcasts and interviews on Brighteon.com to get more good information like this. And you'll be way ahead of everybody else in society, especially those who listen to NPR, watch CNN, or read the New York Times. They will never be as informed, not even close. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of naturalnews.com, and the creator of Brighteon.ai. I'm the music artist known as Amethios, A-M-E-T-H-I-O-S. And you can find my Amethios album now at Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, everywhere else that you can find music. Just search for Amethios as the artist name, and the album is called The Awakening. And you'll enjoy 9 songs there, because they are all about the stuff that I talk about, which is like awakening humanity. That's why the album is called The Awakening. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. We've got a new product at the Health Ranger store called Oat Milk Powder. Here it is, available now, and it's got just one ingredient, which is oats. I mean, check it out. It's loaded with natural minerals, and it's about 5% fat, organic oat milk powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, and it's a great base for lots of smoothies. I make my smoothies every day.
And I started putting it in here as well. Just gives it an extra rich and sweet taste, actually. Oat milk powder is naturally kind of sweet. And if you really want to jazz it up, you can add a banana to it, or you can put whey protein in it. Let me show you what I have on my desk here, just some ideas of some of the things that I use in my smoothies, because you know, I've been living on a smoothie for breakfast and lunch for like 20 years now. And so I'll use like cocoa energized, I'll use whey protein, I'll put broccoli sprouts in it for the sulforaphane, and there's the oat milk powder. I also use turmeric powder and then instant coffee sometimes, but those are currently out of stock at our store, so you have to check back on those later. And you can use anthocyanins for fruit-based smoothies, etc. But now I use a big Vitamix blender, but for those of you who want to have something more convenient for your office that's portable, we now carry the Blendy portable blenders at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Blendy, B-L-E-N-D-I, and there's a couple different sizes there. Now, these clearly are not as strong as a Vitamix, but they're portable, great for at the workplace, great for travel. You know, you can use it in a hotel room, or, you know, you can use it on the go. You can use it, you know, traveling or in an RV or what have you. And these can blend up, you know, bananas and all these different powders and the new oat milk powder that we have as well quite successfully. And if you want to make my smoothie, it's really just put in like half an avocado and half of a big banana into the blendy with some of these other powders, like, you know, cacao powder and whey protein powder, a little bit of turmeric powder, etc. And then you're going to get a smoothie really close to what I drink every single day. So that's how you do it. And we've got these products and so much more available at healthrangerstore.com, where every purchase helps support our network and our effort to bring you technologies and solutions and knowledge for human empowerment, life, liberty, and happiness. So thank you for your support for shopping at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for all your support. Take care.